Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. It is yet another beautiful Wednesday here in the show. And, hey, y'all getting a bonus episode for Season 10? Because we didn't give you an outright, you know, season finale. We want to give you a bonus episode. And plus, since my girl, Nate Seduction, won't be in the building today, I didn't want to quite call it a season finale without my co-hosts with the Moses. So, this is pretty much a bonus episode for you guys. Next week would be the start of season 10, I mean season 11. And yeah, man, some big things. Got a lot of big things coming up. Of course, we got some upgrades to some of the equipment for the show as well already. And still making some more over the next month. So shoot, really even the next few weeks. So y'all just be stay tuned for that. All of the upgrades are doing. And for those who don't know, that have not seen some of the updates that we've done as far as where the show is now, you can catch the show at. We're now on a few places now. So, yeah. You know, doing it up a little bit. We're on Spotify. We're on TuneIn. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Aha Radio, making sure, of course, Blog Talk, iHeart Radio, this goes on, of all the great places you can catch the show, so definitely stay tuned for everything we got going on. A lot of big moves are being made, and it's because a lot of you guys are always supporting us, so thank you so much. And again, always remind you guys, too, if you miss any of your shows, you can catch them there, too. So, yeah. So, we're going to go into a music break after this, and then we'll be back right here on Life That Does Live.
Yeah.
Get lifted.
What I do, man? Still ain't been asleep, man. Oh well. I got a light in my right hand, though, so I guess you know what time it is.
Coming live from the struggle, but still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get lefted and appreciate them. You should do the same. Take a blunt, roll it up, and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best, but only me, I'm not acting. I'm a factor, they fear when they look at me. I know why, cause I'm the truth, man. I'm the truth, man. A lot of people so scared to the truth, man. So let the truth begin. The government is hell, they don't wanna see us win. So the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell again and again. Light a blunt up in a blaze, and let's get lifted, nigga, float away, yes. Yeah, I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes, I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know. Chicago, this Chicago, teens where you let bygones be bygones. How many Darian hours must we see? Don't you see we all gonna be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, get
uplifted, appreciating life, man. I'm so glad to be alive. My granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat. So proud of she, and she so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. The next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, and I see you, nigga, I see you. Trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no. Cause I got God in my life. He got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell bent when I'm living on these. Boys, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boy. Shit, Picasso's doing good. And A-Tech, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit, let's go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations. Live from the struggle, man. What can you say? We're in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we're struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. And you should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
If you got one, you better treat them right. Or when I come on,
let me cook for you.
Let me cook for you. Let me clean for you. Bad day at the
I'm a ladies, I'm a lady, yeah.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my papi, DJ Ceddy J. Mwah.
Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Yo, what up? This is your boy Tim Ned representing Loud Music. You are now rocking with DJ Ceddy J, Fort Worth, Texas. What up, baby?
Yeah, there. And welcome back to Life After Dusk Live, your boy Ceddy J. And that music break was a double pack with AV Lifted, which is a classic on the show, and my girl Michaela Perry with her track I Got It, which she actually made on a reality show based on the title of that song. So big ups to both of them. Both of them have been on the show before. It just go to show, you never know who comes in here. It might not be stars in your eyes right away, but shoot, man, those are two people they own their stuff, man. And people are, you know, they rise up in the ranks. So definitely got to put some respect in their name, as they say. Well, I got, also on today's show, I got special guests coming through, my girl Ray, a.k.a. Mistress, who's a model slash entertainer who will be chopping through. And can't wait, man. Can't wait to chop it up with her and just kind of getting her brain. So a lot of great stuff. I actually got a chance to work with her recently. So I'm excited, man. You know, I know how we do on here. I get into people's brains. I bring y'all some fun crap. And then, you know, the rest goes from there. And it's a hump day. So y'all know hump day, anything goes. But nonetheless, I'm kind of catching you guys up on this bonus episode for season 10. And also give you, I know I gave you a slight preview earlier of what's going on for season 11. Kind of feeding you a few more things. Of course, me and Nate will be kicking off here another season with each other. And it's definitely dope. You know, I laugh because there's so many people who have listened to the show for years and have gone, man, you changed co-hosts like draws, you know. But Nay has been that co-host that I've had for years upon years, and the chemistry is just natural and it's been working. So definitely am excited to have her for next week when we do our season premiere for season 11. So definitely tune into that. Got a lot of great stuff coming up, and you know, just excited to be on so many different platforms now. So definitely support us. Course, at the end of the show, I do my public service announcements. Everything you need to go cop and support. Y'all know how we do. man, another thing that was on my brain, I definitely wanted to get out there before it gets too crazy. It just lets you know, like, one thing people bug me about is, especially doing security, like, people are always getting driven nuts when you pat them down. And go, oh, I need you pat down. Oh, this is blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't bring a gun here. It don't matter because people have proven it don't matter what the place is, they're going to bring a gun. And we have seen for the second time of recent history, someone trying to take a gun inside of a church. So it just goes to show no one's, you're not safe. In, not saying just run around act crazy and scared, but you ain't safe anywhere. People want to go shooting at the food. They don't care if it's church. They're going to go shooting at the food. But that's my two cents for now. Of just a few, that's one thing that was on my brain. I had to get off because it's been holding me since our last time on the show. I had to get off my chest. So, yes, man, I'm going to go ahead and go to the line because that is our guest of the evening. I want to welcome to the show for the first time the beautiful and yet so talented, my girl Ray, a.k.a. Mistress. What's good?
Hey, how are you?
Very much. Glad to have you. You know, I definitely was like, I got to, you know, for this bonus episode of the show, because, you know, I had to give people a little something extra to end this season 10. And I was, and a lot of times you don't understand, like, when I'm thinking, I let my brain kind of flow. And, like, you're like, your personality is like, oh, it's going to be a great, I got to have her on the show. Cause it's going to be a great show because of her personality just off the chain. So, you know, again, we are thankful to have you on here.
Well, thank you for having me. That makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to do, baby. We're trying to make people feel good.
You hear me? Trying to get there.
But yes, nonetheless, I want to jump into the time machine. What led you to get into, I started with modeling first. What actually led you to get into modeling?
So as far as, like, modeling, I was talking to, well, let me not tell a story. I went to Park Ave, and they have people there that, of course, they take pictures, and they kept asking me to take pictures, and I was like, okay, I guess. And so one of the photographers was like, I really, really like what you look like. And he was like, hey, come shoot with me, and then we can see what happens. So my very first shoot, I have some of the pictures on my page, but my very first shoot, I wasn't really confident in it, but once I actually, like, let other people see the pictures and how, you know, they reacted towards them is what got me started as far as going to more shoots and getting more pictures out there.
So you definitely a testament to one of those people that, well, they always say we're our own worst critics. That's definitely what you're saying.
Oh, yes, and that's with everything. My singing, everything. Like, my worst critic.
Hold on. Did you say you sang, too?
I do.
Oh, see, we learned. This is why we do the shows, because we find out more and more about you people.
Yeah, I just don't sing publicly. I was doing that as well, and that's how I met my son's dad. But I kind of backed away from that. So I don't. My worst thing I said I do is I never really finish anything. I start stuff. I can start it all day, but I don't ever finish.
Yeah, and you know why would you say, you know, as far as, so I'm going to dig a little deeper on that. So what would you say was the, because of course things that, you know, starting and stopping sometimes this is a testament to some of the journey. Like, what would you say was some of the great points of doing singing, and when, and what kind of was the struggles that kind of eventually, like, told you, hey, I don't feel like doing this right now?
All right, so the great point was actually listening to what I sound like once it's recorded, and then being able to critique, you know, what I don't like and what I do like. And you can do is, you know, take as many takes as you want to get it to, you know, what you want it to sound like. So, and I used to perform as well. I performed as where you used to DJ. And
Blue Moon.
I think I did, but I think that was before, of course, I knew you. And then I want to say, like, the lowest point was, I want to say the reason why I stopped. I love to sing. I love all of it. I just wasn't dedicated to it.
Yeah, I think probably what it is was, it was something that you still love doing and passionate about. You just, it's just one of those things you want to keep more sacred, more so than make it for public consumption.
Right, because a lot of people that do sing, I mean, even rappers, a lot of them sound the same. And
oh yeah,
who I grew up on, of course, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott. I'm soulful. I have a soulful voice, so I don't want. I really felt like I sounded like them, but I didn't want to sound like them. I wanted to sound like myself. So I just kind of felt like if I were to, you know, pursue that, then that would be the worst thing. Somebody saying, "Oh well, this is who she's trying to be, and this is, you know, who she sounds like." When I want to be my own person.
But you know, see, because now you're on the couch with me now. I'm gonna quote two very legendary people. I'm gonna quote. Well, it actually kind of lends itself to Michael Jackson. So I remember, and I hear this, I remember this. It's one of the things I remember a lot as far as, like, little small interviews you may not have, like, peeped and whatnot, like, backstage. And mm-hmm. I remember James Brown was talking about how he said, you know, because Michael Jackson, basically, the way his dance moves came about was he was basically mimicking James Brown. And so James Brown, when he said in this interview, this was when he was being honored with the BET Awards, and Michael Jackson snuck out there and was performing with him. He was saying that, you know, when you first got into this, you know, you were trying to basically emulate me, but eventually you took it and made it your own. And that's really what it is like. At the end of the day, people are always in the comparison business. It's about how we take something to make it our own thing.
Yeah, because even at that, that's like with Prince, that is like the love of my life. I love him regardless. That's like when Roe James came out with the song Permission, and there were certain parts in there where he sounded just like him, and I was like, oh, I love it. I know that's like what's the basis of it. You know, you kind of get your craft from someone else and then turn it into your own. I just didn't really have like the motivation or even the people behind me to back me up as far as keeping me motivated to do what I want, you know, what I was thinking about doing.
Well, baby, if you ever think about doing it again, let us know.
I would definitely look into that.
Yes, let God use you.
Excuse me.
Oh, man. But no, I think it's what it is, too. Like, you're, again, which lends itself part of why you're on the show is you have your personality. Is like, it feels like you're not trying to be somebody else. You're trying to be yourself. It's very authentic.
Oh, yeah. That's just because I don't care. If you don't, like, a lot of people care about what people think about them and what they say about them. I don't care what people think about me. I don't care what people say. I'm one of them people. If you don't like me, you don't like my personality. Because there are people that don't like me. You don't like my personality.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like how outspoken I am and how goofy I am. It's just kind of like, okay, well, go on about your business and somebody will like it. I know somebody will like it.
Yeah, that, I mean, I deal with that too. Like, people try to play me because I'm not trying. Like, that's always been a problem. People hate when they can't put you in a bubble, and so when they can't put you in a bubble, they're like, oh, like even photography wise, I hate. You can't tell me that if I shoot something that you see that more than anything else that I'm not allowed to shoot anything else. Like, get the hell out of here. You're not gonna closet me into one genre. That's why I always say I'm a non-genre photographer, because you can't tell me when I'm shooting.
Right. That's like even the other day, I went bowling with a couple of my top off friends, and there was a girl there, and she kind of just kept saying I was, you know, I'm being ghetto and I'm talking too much, and I was just looking at her like, you are the only person that seems to think that there is an issue with how I am. So, and she had been doing it for like 2 days. And mind you, this is somebody I've known for a while. And so it was just kind of like, all right, well, I know not to be around you if that's how you feel about me. Because the type of place we were in, bowling, a lot of people are loud. Some people aren't. But I'm goofy. It's my personality. I'm not going to change my personality just for the type of environment we're in. Now, I can change my tone of voice. I can change my mannerisms. I can change that just depending on where we are. But, like, if we're laughing and we're playing and we're having fun, I'm going to be myself. And if I can't be myself, you're going to have to get from around me.
You know what's crazy? Man, it's like, it is crazy because I had to go to this last year, and it was one of the things why I stopped talking to somebody for a second, and like just period, like not talking to them on any basis, because they were saying something like that to me. They were like, "Hey, you need to learn how to read the room," and I'm like, "What the hell is that supposed to mean?" And they're talking about, you know, like I'm like, you're talking about like being goofy. The setting called for it. I was at a karaoke spot. What the hell? Let me be quiet at a karaoke place? The whole point of karaoke and where there's liquor at a karaoke spot is to act a fool. I really just not get it.
At the bowling, of course, we grown. It's drunk bowling. What drunk person is really, really quiet? I don't understand that at all, but maybe she wasn't on the same level I was on, but I'm a wino. I love wine, so I'm definitely going to drink that, and that kind of mellows me out, or depending on my mood, it'll boost me up. I'll be good.
Most definitely. So I'm going to jump back into the modeling, and then, of course, get into the entertainment side. So, like, as far as modeling, because you've done, you know, looking at your work, that you put out so far, you've kind of done like a variation of stuff, whether it be swimwear, whether it be lingerie, implied, the list goes on. Like, how did you get to a comfortability and be able to, you know, be open to what you shoot?
As far as being open to it, normally I partner with, you know, people that do have clothing lines. Like, if you see that I'm fully clothed, that's something that I've partnered with someone else, and they're like, hey, I need you to market this for me. And, of course, if I don't like it, I won't. But anybody that I have partnered with, I mean, I love what I look like, how I feel in the material that I have. So it's not even so much about me being comfortable. I like taking pictures. So it's like you have to get used to what you need your face to look like, what you're comfortable as far as, like, your poses and what you do. A lot of my pictures, I'm being myself. So it's not like somebody was like, hey, stand like this and do this. A lot of it is me. I just, like, when I first started, I had to watch my face. Because, of course, everybody goes based off of America's Top, you know, the top model, how
Tyra
was telling us about smiles. Yeah, I was doing that. Definitely was doing it. And I had it was a friend that was taking my pictures, tell me, hey, you look mean. Like, you need to just kind of soften it up. So now when I take pictures, it's just, I'll be a little straight face. Majority of my pictures, my mouth is open. I don't ever close my mouth because I look mean. Like, I look mean regardless. The only time, of course, that I don't look mean, like, is if I smile. Like, I'm funny. Like, I could be frowning the whole time. And the minute you say something funny, there's a smile. And then everybody goes, oh, my goodness, is that what was in there? Like, it's always been comfortable for me to take pictures, though.
Hey, actually, yeah, you were, I think more so we probably laughed and goofed around so much. Like, we had a lot of business, but we laughed and goofed around so much in that shoot. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make the best out of every situation that you're in. Even if you don't want to take pictures, like, maybe you better smile for you, because you'll mess up everybody's, all of it, the whole atmosphere will be off, and then everybody's trying to figure out, okay, when is it time to go, because I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, always make the best out of everything.
I like, you know what, I personally like doing quick shoots, Like, I don't know, some people are like, oh, you know, they feel like they got to shoot forever in order to. If I got a certain chemistry person, I go in and go, snap, snap. I mean, I'm at it. We get stuff done.
It's the angle. Like, if you have a photographer that knows the angle and knows what to do, it only takes one shot. One. You can out of the 10, the 10 pictures you take, it only takes one.
Yeah, and that's why people don't. Some people think that every picture has to be good. Oh my God, we took 100 pictures. It better be 100 good pictures. No, it don't work that way. That's why you take the same pose over and over.
Yeah, and you kind of angle your face different. Because maybe my face is long, so if you're not at the right angle, I'm like, ew, I don't like it. I don't like that.
I ain't getting pineapples.
I don't like it. It's yucky. Like, because I would never be like, oh, you just can't take pictures. Because even with photography, models sometimes teach, you know, the photographers how to do certain things. Like, they'll be like, oh, I didn't know that. Or, you know, it's a lot to learn, and everybody learns from everybody. Now, they do have some folks that, you know, they've been taking pictures for a while, and they just think they know, but not everything works for everybody.
I love learning something new every time, like me personally. And I think really what a lot of people don't realize, at the end of the day, the main thing, I'm sorry, some people don't believe this because they on a technical high horse, but I think really what makes a successful project is when you're psychologically based into it. And that means how you interact with people, how you know, again, back again, like, that's our first time shooting ever, and we were able to, like, click and click, 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 and, you know, make it happen, understanding how, okay, oh, let's change it this way, without having to necessarily have known each other forever or shot before. That goes to show you that, again, it's about the mental process. A lot of people don't think about that. They just, oh, I'm taking pictures, or if I'm good enough, I got the right equipment. I don't use a million things, because, I mean, a lot of people have, I've seen people who've had like 5 lights, and then you see the end result, and you're like, what the hell was that?
Right. Just it doesn't mean, you know, it's quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so.
Go ahead. I was gonna say, just because you have even people that have like the most expensive camera, if you can't capture what you're wanting to, you know, with the concept that you're wanting to capture, it's gonna be trash regardless.
Yeah, because some people, they buy these, they spend thousands upon thousands just to say, oh, I spent thousands upon thousands. Just so they can talk like that. That's stupid. That's like a dude buying a fancy car that he can pull a chick. And I can go in there and a hoopty and pull the same chick he was trying to get. It's not about the equipment. It's about how you operate it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, so what's like a dream shoot you want to do? Like,
a dream shoot.
And, let me put this disclaimer right there. Disclaimer, don't be trying to steal her shit, people.
Honestly, a dream shoot for me, because I'm already going to go on vacation. Like, dream shoots for me is like going out of the country and just seeing like the different backgrounds, instead of it like kind of being photoshopped or you just standing behind a background. I want to actually be in some type of somebody's water that's been there that the earth made. I don't want just something that's just set up and you're like, here you go, this is what you get. We're just gonna make it look like something. Like, I'm about to go on vacation, because I told you I'm moving to Austin, so I'm about to go on vacation. I'm going to Belize. I am so ready.
I've been to Belize twice. I love it.
Water. I'm so ready.
You know what? It's driven me nuts. Because I'm like, I be going to these cruises, and I'm sitting here like, I wish I had a model with me. I would like, because like you said, the natural scenery is just, man, it throws you off. of just being like, because now you like, you can stunt on people, and not really just stunt people, it's just being goofy wise. Like, hey, we're actually shooting in this country. We're shooting in this country.
Right.
Yeah, obviously, I literally take my camera every time I go, just in case that happens, in case somebody's feeling froggy. And I was connected with one model on Facebook, and she was like, oh, yeah, you're going to have to pay me to go. All right, whatever, bye. Like, you on vacation? I'm on vacation. What the hell? You know, I would think you would want to do something different besides shoot on a white backdrop over and over again, but.
Right.
You know.
You know, some people get big-headed. Like, I haven't ever done anything like that. Like, even for upcoming photographers, they're like, oh, like, that's as far as, like, Instagram. I want to shoot you. I'm like, okay, come on. Like, that's how you learn and figure out what works for you and what doesn't, and how everything goes when it comes to that. Like, you have to be able to do stuff for free regardless. Like, somebody can be like, oh, well, you're going to have to pay me, and then they go get somebody else that might not even look like that person, and that picture blow up. And then now you're kind of like, oh, I wish I would have did it. There's a guy that I want to shoot for. He's expensive. Like, I'm talking about expensive. Not expensive, but he is expensive. And the only thing that I don't like, and I'm still going to work with it, but it's just he photoshops everything. Like, you make it doesn't even look like actual, like, you actually took this picture. It's like you turned it into a cartoon type edit. Like, everything is so smooth. And then when you see the people in person, you like, you don't even look like that. You know, you don't look like that at all. Like, I don't want that.
Exactly.
But it just depends for the most part.
You know what? Like, here's a crazy thing, because, like, I was really looking into some stuff for some of these products I do. Like, again, do I use backdrops from time to time? Yes, but again, it's something to me about actually shooting. That's why I like doing on location so much. Not just because, oh, it's quote unquote cheaper. And then also going to the fact that, like you said, about it's not even about not paying. People not understanding this. Like, if you're in a rare opportunity, I'm going to seize a rare opportunity. Now, yes, there are cases where getting paid for projects, that is one thing. But if I'm like, for instance, if I'm like in a rare opportunity where I'm in a whole other country and it's like rare shots I'm not doing all the time, and I'm not going to trip off of that. That's simple. That's like, man, because it's something that's going to stand out in your work.
Right.
And it hence will bring you more money. But some people don't think that way, I guess.
I've come to the conclusion, if I keep taking pictures, somebody going to see me and want to pay me for something. Okay.
And I'm sometimes some of the same people I work with, I'll put them on and stuff because I'm like, man, like, I know how they work and they're consistent. Like, some people think they can just show up and that's it. Like, no, because their consistent level don't match up the same. So I like watching how people move and then give them opportunities based off their consistency.
Mm-hmm. That's like even with me dancing, like where I dance, like what I'm used to.
Perfect segue. I was going to get into that next.
So,
yes.
But I mean, as far as that goes with me dancing and stuff, it's pretty much the same thing.
So which leads to our next thing I wanted to definitely get into was about dancing. Like, what led you to get into dancing? Because everybody has different stuff, have different reasons. And sometimes the reasons evolve or whatever along the way.
I started dancing just to dance. Like, back when I started dancing, not everything was on Instagram. Not everything was public. Like, if you danced, it wasn't out like that. You would just be at the club and make your money. So I started dancing because I was working a regular job. And one of the managers at my job was like, hey, I go here. If you really want to dance, I will bring you up here. And so the very first club I worked at was Onyx, the big Onyx, long, long time ago. And I was, I want to say 19, 20. And I just got thrown in there with the sharks. But working at that, you know, at that club and in that type of environment, I learned how to dance. I learned how to be myself when it came to certain things. But, like, I still, even now, with me about to be 27, I still don't like walking up and talking to people. And that has something to do with, you know, my anxiety. And I don't like being told no. You tell me no, I'm like, whatever, I guess. But I really don't. I don't like being told no. It's like the most hateful thing you can do to me. Tell me no.
Exactly.
So, I mean, but that's the worst thing that anybody can do, like, in the industry, is tell you no. And you just go on about your business because there's plenty more fish in this bowl.
Period.
So, I just, you know, even now, because right now I'm at Cap East, and you list Arlington, Fort Worth, whatever everybody want to call it. And it's easy for me. I mean, I do the same thing that I do even in front of the camera. I'm myself. I just, all you're doing is marketing yourself.
So let's dig this, because I always love hearing everybody's different answers on all this. Like, what would you say, like, as far as, like, from your observation, things you want to see, that you want to see change in the industry? What would you say needs to change in the adult entertainment industry, for sure?
Honestly and truthfully, the to be brutally honest, what females do behind curtains and behind the scenes, as far as that goes, because everybody has their what they like to do and what they do, but a lot of, even when I first started dancing, and this might sound naive because I was naive, I never knew that, you know, females participated in extracurricular activities. I never knew it because it wasn't out like that. Like if you had a pee and you have to do certain stuff for money, it wasn't out. It's out now. Like the females that were walking the strip, they're not walking the strip anymore. They're in the clubs. That is the only thing I would change. I wouldn't change anything else. That is the only thing. But of course, that will never change.
Yeah, that's pretty much the nature. Yeah, the nature of what it ends up lending itself to.
Yes. Like, because it doesn't matter. Even club managers, they do it. They participate in that. And it is what it is. Like, that's the only thing I can say about it. Like, even I stay out of my personal preference, I stay out of sections. I stay out of VIP. Unless I personally know my customer and I know what my customer wants, I stay from over there, because you're not going to put me in a category of that. Because I don't have time for it. I value myself in time too much to even lower myself to do that. And not knocking it. Hey, if you do what you do, it's not my preference, though.
I personally would change. And you can't really, it's another one of those things you said, you can't, it's hard necessarily to say you can change. It's the whole thing of, I hate this. Like, honestly, dude, if you're coming in, if you want to just go play pool or drink drinks, go to a regular bar or pool hall.
Oh, that too. Oh, I'm just chilling. Well, then chill at home, fool.
It's understandable if you don't like the person, you don't like the vibe of the person. That's understandable. Or her look isn't your preference. That's understandable. But don't be in here wasting people's time all day. Like, you just sit there, like, you ain't show, like, nobody interests you. Like, I think that's bullshit.
Oh, because we definitely go to the back and talk about you. We talk about what color shirt you got on. The dude sitting over here with his hair looking funny and his clothes looking like this. We definitely sit in the back and talk about you. We definitely do. And after a minute, won't nobody walk up to you. Then you're going to be sitting there. You're going to be unbothered like you want it to be.
Yeah, I mean, it just annoys me. Because, like, I'm young and hear a DJ, I'm going to say this all the time. You don't pay, like, different ways of saying, basically, tip the dancers. Don't just be here just looking.
Yeah. Even
but
like,
you know what, what's even worse? I'm
gonna tell on you.
The ones that they get that are let in free, who don't do it, that pisses me off. Because
I just be like,
if you let in free and you still can't and you're not doing, like, bro, what are you here for?
Taking up space and breathing everybody oxygen.
If you want to sit around and try to. You be seen, go to a regular club with that shit. That shit is whack. I be watching it and just don't be getting it. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily you got to make it rain and whatnot. The fact you tipped anything, sometimes people show, you know, they respect you for that because at least you're doing something and not just there.
Yeah, because I laugh. My thing is, and I think a lot of females do this, you'll be dancing on stage and somebody come up there with their dollar or their $2. You're not going to get the same thing you would get if you do way more than that $1 and $2. I'm gonna stand up. I'll stay as far away from you as I can. Until you, if you want to show me some more money, then cool. But while I'm on stage and while I'm entertaining, maybe somebody else wants to look at me that wants to give me more than $2 on the stage. You better go on, get on before you get spit on, because I'm not fucking with it.
Yeah, obviously, it like work, cause working, you get to see, like, going is one thing, but working, and that's in any capacity working there, you start really peeping stuff, and I'm like, I laugh. Especially when I know you have money.
Exactly.
Like,
and some people, like, they'll go get all them, that whole little brick of ones and they'll throw $200 out of that whole brick. Like, what is you doing? Like, I can understand if you're going to take it to a different club, cool, fine, whatever. But everybody's in here for a purpose. Either they in here to see females, they in here to do whatever else they do. But don't just be sitting here looking and watching with your mouth open, and then when people come talk to you, and you're all just chilling. I don't know what to tell you then. I'm sitting right outside of work right now with food sitting on the wall with their feet up, just talking.
That's another thing I want to change. I'm getting tired of this. The patio. I want to throw the patio halfway across the room because dudes, they come in there, they on the patio.
Yeah.
Maybe 80% of the time they're there, it's just so they can just have girls out there. Because the girls be wanting to smoke, they go outside the patio, and that's what you do.
When I was on the patio, they were just talking. Oh, you fine, you this and you that. Okay, but telling me I'm fine don't pay no bills. Is you going to give me some money or not? And then they were trying to tell me I was mean. Like, I'm not going to sit up here and talk to you because you come in here a lot. And you sit up here and you talk to all these females, but you're not, you got to pay me for my time. If I sit there and talk to you and you want me to sit here and talk to you, you got to pay me for my time. If not, like I said, you better get on before you get spit on because I'm not the one and I don't have time. Time is money.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, that's definitely something I would say needs to change. Like, I get so tired. Like, we did a whole entire, we do something called a six on here, where we do a list of six items, and then we, based on the topic, we did a two-part series. 1 week was, and we call it strip club etiquette. 1 week was for the dancers, and another week was for the customers. it's the stuff it just don't sit right with me. And then you know what else, like, working makes you realize, man. When you go inside of, like, people got these fantasies of what they think the locker rooms are like, and what the fantasy you got in your head, go ahead and erase it. It is not what you think.
At all.
It is the dirtiest place in the world.
And you just go, it looks so nasty. And people really walk around without their shoes on. I would never, you would never catch me walking on no carpet of no strip club without my shoes on. People get drunk and they fall on the floor. They throw up on the floor. They shit on the carpet. They it's so nasty.
I wasn't so getting nasty. That shower without some shower shoes on.
No, I would not. I wouldn't even get in the shower, period, because if I bump into the wall, I'm going to be that. I don't want nothing to touch me. If I bump into the wall, if I bump into the door, if I drop the soap is gone. It's gone. I'm not picking it up. I'm not getting gonorrhea for herpes on my kneecap because I dropped the soap and then picked it back up and then rubbed it on my knee. I'm okay.
And then my favorite one is they were literally, trash can't be 2 feet away. They'll throw it on the ground. They would throw their stuff on the ground. Like, that killed me. Oh, I just saw the stuff to be on the ground. I'd be like, oh, my God. Turn off.
I saw that. Exactly, baby. Like, even with the dancing, like, even on the floor, out on the floor, you would never see me touch it. I would never be on it. I would none of that. I'd be upright the whole daggone time. I'm not messing with that. Make my stomach hurt.
The bathroom. Give me start. Bathroom is even 10 times worse. Mentioned a locker room. Bathroom is even 10 times worse. The trick was.
I'm gonna tell you this before I go because I'm about to have to go in here. I'm gonna tell you this.
Yes.
The booty crumbly. How do you have booty crumbly? How do you have crumbs on the toilet seat? Where did those crumbs come from? Where do booty crumblies come from? I don't understand that.
You mean like dry, like it's like dried up little ding, as they call it, the white people call it dingleberries.
Like, yeah, not even so much dingleberries. It's like, I don't know what it is. I just call it booty crumblies because I don't know where it came from. Like, maybe it's something dried up that then flaked off or something. I don't do booty crumblies. So, I call them booty crumblies because I can't deal with it. I can't. Make my stomach hurt even thinking about it.
All right, so I got a few more things before I let you go. One, if you had to sum yourself up in 30 seconds, what would you say? What would you say in 30 seconds for people to remember you by?
I don't play no games, and I don't give a fuck about nobody's feelings.
Oh, God.
Honestly, don't judge a book by its cover because I might look mean as hell, but I'm really not. Say the right thing, but do the right thing. You'll see the dimples and the big-ass teeth that I have. I mean, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, I'm straight. I'm good. You'll get the best person out of me. But I will snap, so don't play with me because I don't play.
Don't play with me. Play with your bitch.
Okay. Play with your bitch, period, because don't play with me.
All right. Other thing is, how can people follow you, and where can they catch you? Where can they catch you? Some of the places you dance at regularly, where can they catch you at?
As far as working wise, they can catch me at Cab East in Arlington. Like, if you GPS Cab East, it's gonna say Euless. It's right off of Trinity Boulevard. Facebook. If you're looking for me on Facebook, my name is Ray Guy. RAEZUY. As in man. I'm not a man, but that's my last name. And then Instagram is going to be _. It's of course, it's pronounced mystery, but it's not spelled that way. It's _. MYZTRESS. Period. That's me.
I thank you for coming through. I'm excited. And for those who don't know, she will be in the upcoming issue of Human Cameras Magazine that's dropping next week. So y'all get ready to support her. And trust me, you don't want to miss it.
I'm so ready.
And again, we thank you again for coming through. And I want to let all you people know, if y'all been any parts of the show, Y'all can check it out at blogtalkradio.com by searching Dust by Radio. You can also find our Life of the Dust Live. And then you can also find that on TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. So we on all the major platforms. No excuse not to catch us. So, yeah, there you go. Again, thank you, ma'am. Appreciate you. Definitely great to this. I love doing my interviews the way I do them. It's natural conversation. I just, you know, it's not, okay, itemized questions. I hate that shit. Like, natural conversation. Yeah. And I appreciate you for just vibing with us and taking the time to come stop through.
Of course. You just let me know whenever you want to hear from me again. I got you.
I got you. All right. So, yeah, everybody. Thank you.
Good day. Good day.
All right. So, yes, y'all, we got a few more minutes of the show. We're going to go ahead and do some public service announcements, as we call it, what's going on. So, as far as on the list of things for what's going on today, I'll let you guys know we got, of course, new issue of Human Cameras Magazine, first issue of the year. That's a sports edition. Drops next week. That's one thing. Two, new season. Says season 11 of Life of the Dust Live starts next week. So definitely, you know, mark your calendars, all that good stuff. Be ready to act a fool with us. Also, if you haven't followed our pages, make sure you follow them so that you can be able to stay in tune and see some of the updates we got coming up. Dustspot, DUSKSPOT. If you follow Dustspot or all the major platforms, you'll be able to find us. That's we got a page on Facebook, we got a page on Twitter, and we got a page, of course, on Instagram as well. And then if you're in the entertainment industry abroad, that could be artists, dancers, producers, models, photographers, the list goes on. Make sure you join dustspot.com. It is free. It is strictly for people in the industry so that you can be able to promote yourself, have a place to share, showcase your work, and not have to deal with the drama that comes from being in a platform that is not built for that. So, yes, again, definitely check it out. Make sure you join dustspot.com, DUSKSPOT.com. So, yes, man, again, thank you, everybody, for tuning into the show, always supporting us. Also, just thankful to have made to yet another year, 2020. A lot of big things coming up. Stay tuned. Like, I know people are like, this is my year, but I feel every year is my year, and I make the best of every year. And I'm just excited about what's to come, because just continue to build that momentum, you know, everything would continue. Every year would be great. So that's how you got to approach every year. And if you do that, the rest will take care of itself. All right, we out, y'all. I'll remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to another episode of Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Teddy J. We out, y'all. Peace.